So Gina, tell us about Via and
her relationship with Rosie.
Well, Via is a very interesting character. She's badass.
She is.
She's from Miami. She's from Miami, like Miami. I don't know why, because I guess because I'm not from Miami, so it's just like people tell me, oh, you're from New York. Wow. Yeah, I'm just from New York. So now I see like the obsession of I'm not from Miami. So just Miami itself is like, it sounds like it's, yes, it's just a bigger picture, but she's badass. She's smart. She's loyal. She has a few personal issues. She's struggling with a few, personal issues. She's struggling emotionally in her personal life. And while she's trying to succeed as a detective, she's constantly bumping heads with Rosewood and his optimistic point of view on everything. So she's sort of definitely on a path of hope, but, you know, while she could be a little feisty and bitchy, have a little attitude, she's very loyal. And, you know, she'll be there at the end of the day, like she'll finish the job. Yeah.
It's fun watching her take down guys, though. Mm-hmm. I have to say.
It's like. It is. It is.
The scenes where you're like, fight scenes.
She knows how to fight. She knows how to dance. She's trained in a lot of different areas.
Was there a lot of choreography involved with the fight scenes?
There is a lot of choreography involved, and I like to do all the choreography myself.
Because
I used to be a professional salsa dancer, so all that comes easy.
And the fighting easy, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I used to box here and there, but just the training I have from the dancing, I just pick up on the choreography so fast.
She's very flexible in her physicality.
So yes.
Her physical character. And she's like running and chasing.
Yes.
She's
pretty badass. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. So you think because of your character's struggle, you lost your husband.
Yes.
And
I think I'm allowed to say that. Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's
okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And Rosewood's optimism, because he has health issues. So that's the clash.
Yes, the clash. But it also, I think we're both not really aware. We're both struggling with. We both have the same sort of struggles, but they're on different paths. Like he's struggling physically with his ailments, and I'm struggling emotionally. And I think we don't realize that we need each other to get the job done. And while there's so much tension and friction, and we have this cat and mouse relationship, it ends up working on itself, and it works very well. I mean, we solve cases every week, and we happen to do it very well together.
It's funny because you can see the progression as the show goes on in the pilot, her starting to like him.
Yes.
Not like trust him per se.
Right. She slowly starts to like him, but she never really lets him know or gives him any hints that she's into him. But she kind of is. I think she sort of she deflects. She tells herself that she isn't, or she shows at least that she isn't. But I think deep down inside, he's like the perfect friend that could possibly be something in the future, you know?
When you found out that you were going to be playing opposite Morris Chestnut, what were you thinking?
I had a heart attack. I'm just kidding. I didn't really think anything of it. And I think that's why, like, going in and auditioning, I wasn't very nervous. First of all, we didn't have a chemistry read. Yes, there was like a few audition processes, and I think there was like a first round, and then I was in the second round, and I didn't chemistry read with him. So the first time I met him was the first time we had a table read in New Orleans, and that was like a couple weeks before shooting the pilot. So I know it happened so fast. And I kind of, as soon as I met him, I felt like I've known him for years. I don't know what it is. He's from LA. I thought he was from New York. I mean, he has this like East Coast swag, very, very charming and sweet. He does. And I felt like I've known him forever. And then I also love that he never made me feel like, He never made me feel like I was a newbie. Like, he sort of just welcomed me and treated me as if I've been doing this as long as he has, which is so cool because you don't meet people like that. So, yeah. So back to when I found out I was working with Morris Chestnut, I think my friends and family were more excited. Like, they made more of a big deal about it than I did. They're like, what? That chocolate milkshake? You're working with him? I'm just like, guys, I'm trying to focus here. It's hard enough staring into his gorgeous eyes and ridiculous smile. Let me concentrate. Right. I gotta concentrate.
Yeah, 1 minute. So we need
oh, my God. That's it? We're having such a good time.
Is there anything favorite about, do you have a favorite, anything, any moments, favorite moments so far that you've done here filming with any of the cast specifically?
Well, back to Morris Chestnut, he has what I call, he's on a cookie diet. And I don't know how he does it, but he has, like, you know, the 12 pack, and all day he's eating chocolate chip cookies.
One cookie per pack.
Yes. Yes. And we just goof around all day about that. Like, I watch what he eats and he's just perfect. And I'm like, I'm so jealous of you that you could just eat those chocolate chip cookies and not gain a pound. But no, it's really great. You know, the cast is so much fun. So much fun. We have fun every day. We're on set.
Enjoy every interview.
Yeah, it's everyone. There's so the energy is great between the cast, the crew, the writing. I mean, the writer's room. Everyone. Everyone's just great. I mean, of course, there's going to be our days where, like, for instance, yesterday it was hot as hell, 100 and whatever degrees, and we were a little irritable, but you know what, we made it through the swamp. You felt like we were in a swamp. Actually, we were next to a swamp, so it got really humid, and you know, we worked it through. It's been a great experience
time.
So far.
She does have time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's this great scene towards the end. Mm-hmm. Actually, throughout the episode,
in the pilot.
Okay. In more than once, it's like hilarious because Rosewood says, "See how great this is." And V is like, no.
Yeah.
See how awesome we are together?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Your oil.
And
I'm water.
We did it. We did it. And she goes, we got lucky.
Yeah.
Like, each time. She's like Oscar the Grouch. She, like, refuses to believe or at least, like you said, let him mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. Will that continue through, do you think, the first season?
I think it will. I think she may open up a little bit. I think she's gonna realize that she kind of needs his optimism in her life, because she's at such a low point in hers. And I don't know. I just feel like it ends up working, because when there is like dilemma, an obstacle, or something, especially when it comes to characters, I feel like we love the drama. The more drama, the more interesting it becomes. So I feel like,
because they're such different personalities.
It'll, I think it'll happen. Yeah. The minute I do open up and we do sort of maybe get to a place where, you know, we want to try it out, I think there's going to be something that, again, like, splits us up, or something's going to happen where we have to start all over again. And I don't know. It's sort of like an interesting balance. We're very opposite. You know, I'm like, he's like the sunshine, I'm like a rainy day. And, you know, they say opposites attract. Yeah.
I mean, it works with the cases.
It does work with the case. Yeah. It does work with the case, because obviously he knows, he ends up finding a lot of clues that I can't find.
But you know how to talk.
But then he wants to butt in when he realizes that he's not a cop. He has to do his job and let me do mine. But he wants to do both, which is kind of funny. It's so funny.
How's your character's dynamic with his family?
You know what? I've never really interacted a little bit with Pippi and TMI, but not really with Donna.
Oh, not yet.
Donna Rosewood. Actually, we asked once in the precinct, but very shortly. I think there's going to be a time where I do come in. Let's just say I've never really interacted much with them, but they know a lot about me. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's because, you know, Rosewood shares a lot of his stories about me, because I'm just that amazing. And I just happen to be, like, you know... I mean, oh, I can't. I don't want to spill things. It gets so good.
We're all looking forward to seeing it.
She's dealing with some heavy stuff.
It's, I guess.
How did you start creating this character? How did you start to build her?
Well, for one, I instantly connected with her as a detective because my father's a homicide detective from the Bronx, New York.
Wow.
And he's he has a stellar career. He's been on the job for 22 years. He's still active. And what's funny, he actually came on the pilot and he arrested the guy at the end.
Really?
the DJ guy. He's the guy who comes up and arrested it. They're like, yeah. So I didn't really have to do anything. As soon as I read the description of Via, I thought to myself, I don't have to be anyone else but me. This is who I am. I just sort of have to kind of let it happen because no one else is gonna have my experiences from New York as a Latina with a father as a homicide detective. And so there was not, I mean, all my research just came from experience. And then with the cop stuff, I just called my dad and was like, hey, what are the answers? Because I have, and then he, yeah, it was that easy.
So did he approve of the scene? I don't want to give too much work to somebody who's seen the pilot, but like the Bluetooth, would that be admissible?
I don't know. There are a few things that, because I always ask him, I said, you know, do cases get wrapped up this quickly? And he's like, no, there's a lot of paperwork that goes on that they don't show on TV.
Yeah, that would be very sexy.
Yeah.
That's paperwork.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and that's what I love about the show because it's less about solving the crime and more about how we interact as people. The characters really drive the show. It touches on more of a personal level that I feel like everyone's going to relate to us. Yes, we're going to solve it at the end. And I guess the audience that loves that procedural aspect will love it. But then there's also the people that love the drama and the characters. They're going to fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. But your character's likable.
You know, I didn't like her at first, but I think she is likable.
Yeah.
She has a long ongoing arc. I feel like there's aside from all of the bad qualities, I think there's a lot of good in Via.
But even
that
in
you
the,
can
even
see.
When she's grumpy, there's still something.
Yeah, you think so?
You can relate.
Oh, okay, even good.
Even if you were looking at it and go, you know what, you're right. You shouldn't just give in because he's pretty.
Right, exactly. Because all the other girls are going to do it.
Right. You have
not me. Right. I'm gonna play hard to get. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Good point.
Okay, I like it now.
That is a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. How are we doing on time?
Good. I guess we're good now. So yeah.
That's it. Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.